Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Genesis chapter 17 and 18.
Does life just seem too hard at times? No matter our stage of life, there are challenges, those expected and those unforeseen. Life can feel hard. We may be following God, yet the plan ahead might be foggy at best or non-existent at worst. Our journey through Genesis brings us to Genesis 17 and 18. God has called Abram in Genesis 12. God has continued to promise Abram and Sarai a son, an heir, yet there is no son, and it has been years. Genesis 17 provides another interaction with God and Abram, including a name change for Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. Despite God's promises, there is doubt and weariness by both Abraham and Sarah, including laughter about the possibility of Sarah bearing a son way past childbearing age. Life seems hard. I love reading scripture, including how each time there are words or phrases that stand out more than the previous time reading. Or maybe it is the same word or phrase that speaks into my soul the truth about our God in a new way. Genesis 18:14 is the verse that spoke during this read of Genesis 17 and 18. It is simple yet profound question, not just for Abraham and Sarah, but for us too. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? What feels too hard for you now? What feels like too much? Are you in a season where you feel like you've been waiting and now God's promises seem impossible? I am reminded of Hebrews 11, which outlines faithfulness as seen through those found in the Old Testament, including Abraham and Sarah. Faith is defined in Hebrews 11:1 as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Sarah and Abraham could not see the evidence of God's promise, yet Abraham is credited with being faithful despite the lack of evidence for a long time. How can we be faithful when we cannot see the evidence? How is God calling us now to walk faithfully when we cannot see? Pause and take time to pray about God's promises when life is hard and the promises seem out of reach. The evidence of God's promise is coming to Abraham and Sarah as we continue through Genesis and to us as well. Stay faithful. Nothing is too hard for our God. Let us pray. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we come to you today admitting that there are times in life when it feels too hard. May we pause this day to take stock of the evidence in our lives of how you are present. Thank you for your everlasting presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.